If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope, coming to you live on location from Sag Harbor Hamptons with our girl, Miss Sarah Fraser.
Hi, gorgeous. You look even better in the Hamptons. Even better.
I mean, I wish I was just this calm and relaxed with everyone I spoke to, you know?
You know, me too. I get really nervous too with guests, like just because I want them to have a good experience. And like you and I talk about online, I don't even know why I get nervous because I have these people on, I have great interactions. We follow each other on Instagram. And then 6 months later, they unfollow me because I had their cast member on and they tell me they'll never do my show again. So there you go. The life of a podcaster.
Reality TV people. And then people want to know why I say I have a moratorium. Look at anybody I become friends with that's on reality TV. Going forward, great. Let it happen. If I never became friends with another person on these TV shows, I don't give one fuck because they are so, it's all about them, right? Like they love you on your show. And then, I mean, it's like, listen, it's just, it's never about, there's a personality type they look for, Sarah, and that they just, guys, don't meet your heroes. Don't meet your heroes.
Oh, I do. I do. Yeah. I hear a lot of people subscribe to that. Don't meet your heroes. It's just weird. I think I'll start doing a disclaimer like, hi, I'd love for us to be, you know, friends online, but just FYI, I'm going to be interviewing, you know, other cast members, former cast members, things that happen. So anyway, but I
put it right out there. I'm like, don't get mad at me. And the person you hate, your enemy is not my enemy until they're my enemy. Period. That's why I said it. Your enemy is not my enemy until they're my enemy. And then I hate them.
I do have one question. I think everybody is dying to know. I mean, you are summering in the Hamptons all summer. I mean, have you run into the Countess, Ina Garten? I mean, have you, you know, are you going to P. Diddy or Puff Daddy? I don't even know what he calls himself now. Are you going to, you know, Diddy's white party this summer? Like, tell us everything. Yeah, tell us how life is there.
I mean, I live the closest to like Candace Bushnell, who I had on the show from Sex and the City, the Countess. Here's the thing. Okay, first of all, I've been here for 8 days. I am literally in the heart of Sag Harbor, loving it. These people are not here. It really is preseason, as we say in the Hamptons, darling, as the Countess darling would say. Nobody's here yet, which is okay. I went to this past weekend. I hung out with Rachel Yucatel, who you know.
Oh, I'm upset. I love her so much. And by the way, okay,
Rachel's the real deal. She's like a real friend. You know, this is where I say like, it's organic. Like she's a real friend.
Do you think she would ever do a podcast series on her life? Because I am listening to, there's a Heidi Fleiss podcast that is out. Have you ever had Heidi Fleiss on your show?
No. And it's like does she have a new podcast now?
No, Heidi? The podcast is about Heidi Fleiss, but I could see, like, I would love Rachel Uchitel because she has so many amazing stories. I mean, just the tragedy of losing her fiance, the love of her life in 9/11. I mean,
not to mention Tiger Woods, but she'll kill me for saying that.
Well, I don't want to get you in trouble because you guys are good friends, but I would love her full story. And I know Rachel Uchitel was on a documentary about Tiger. So I just wondered if she's ever thought about doing a podcast series on her.
I can answer that for her. Probably A, she's been on Behind the Velvet Rope. Go listen to the back episode. And B, yeah, she approached me. She wanted me to be involved in something. Listen, I can't clone myself. Like there's no more hours in the day.
I know. But it's so much work.
She would. I mean, she would, and she probably will at some point, like for real.
She should. I can't wait to listen. It kind of reminded me of this Heidi Fleiss podcast, but it's a pain to do it because when you're as high profile as Rachel, like you have to then reach out to these people for comment. It's, you know what I mean? You can't do it. You don't have time.
People care about Rachel. Can I tell you what they don't care about? Well, at least I don't think they care about. this is going all over the blogs and everything. You know, Jen Armstrong, Dr. Armstrong from RHOC is now divorcing the shirtless Ryan. And yes, he's asking for spousal support.
Okay.
She's a doctor, but I don't want to be rude, but like, does anybody care? I guess this is why people, some people maybe, does anyone really care? I mean, really, I'm not trying okay. to be mean.
I only care for this reason. Is it been confirmed or not? Is she coming back to RHOC next season? Do we have any idea?
No, we do not.
Okay. So I would say this is interesting. The timing is very interesting, don't you think? Because this certainly gives us something to follow if she returns. Because I could see this getting a little messy, don't you think? I mean, they were kind of oddly matched on television anyway, didn't you think? Like, I didn't think they had a lot of chemistry to begin with.
I think they had one of those marriages that you just kind of cringed and like, no, you just don't want that marriage. Are you suggesting that this is for like a storyline? I mean, I'm not criticizing that statement. I'm just asking.
Well, you know what I find interesting? Basically, the blogs have been saying and the tabloids basically say there's absolutely no specific catalyst for this filing. I'm not saying they're faking it. I'm sure they're actually separating, but I just think the timing is coincidental, right? Like we kind of know RHOC, we know the casting of RHOC is definitely in question. Maybe the future of that show is in question. So that's all. I mean, I don't know. I'm with you. Dr. Jen seems like an awesome doctor. I would definitely go have my Botox done by her and anything else, but what do you think?
People claim that she had issues with the Botox and all that, and she was using fake. There was all sorts of claims against her for that too. You should look up. I have nothing against the woman. I just, listen, Heather Dubrow said on my show that she doesn't think she got like a fair first season. And it was all about, you know, Noella. And in reality, Jen, look, we've seen a housewife who doesn't have a great first season that's given a lifeline for a second season. And then like maybe Wendy Osefo, the professor who went home and learned how to, you know, the assignment and then comes back. And
yeah, she did.
I think if you want it, you can go home and learn. And I really think a lot of people should be given a second season. Look at like a Joyce Gerard from like Beverly Hills. There's people that if they were given a second season, I bet you we would have gotten something out of them. So I don't necessarily care at this point of Jen's divorce, but rumor was that she was coming back, which shocked the F out of me because I never would have. Look, there's no love lost that. I mean, there's no secret that RHOC didn't have the best season. And I just think they should really shake it up. And I don't know how that's all going to play out. So I'd be shocked if she came back considering we need to shake up the cast, but stranger things have happened.
Well, they claim that, you know, it's been really therapeutic for their relationship. It's been much better. She needed to make a decision. She's the one that, you know, they kind of filed two irreconcilable differences. And they've been trying to sell, and maybe they've already sold it. They had a $6 million Newport Beach, California estate that they were trying to unload and find a fresh start. Now, of course, now they're separating. So I don't know if they ever sold that home or not, but I could see her one way or the other coming back.
I mean, good, you know, for her, but moving on to other things that are maybe more interesting to people. We have a little mini spat between Bethany Frankel and Erica Jane.
I'm dying to know all of your thoughts on this, by the way.
So it's like, so I guess Bethany said, you know, with everything last season happening with Erica, oh, by the way, Tom Girardi owes Dennis, you know, her ex Dennis, who died of an apparent overdose, you know, a few years ago, that he, one of the people that Tom defrauded or owed money to or whatever was Dennis. And so then Erica was just on Watch What Happens. And Andy, I guess, asked her, you know, is this true? Did Tom owe Dennis money? Because it involves Bethany. And she said a bunch of stuff. Look it up if you don't really know, guys. And she said, like, I don't know where Bethany's coming from. Her guy's dead and mine's in a home. So whatever. So that's the sentence, you know, she said, you guys can close your eyes and picture Erica saying this and that deadpan, like, you know, her guy's dead, mine's in a home, whatever. So apparently Bethany said that Dennis's, you know, whole family was very upset, like his children, about this statement. I mean, and Bethany just, I don't know if you saw the latest video she posted where she's just like, you know, I'm not on Housewives. And
yes,
I'm not interested in even addressing this.
Yeah. And she told everyone to kind of subtly get a life. She's like, you know what I want for you guys? That you have other things to do than pay attention to all this. And I was like, okay, of course, I'm like, well, I'm going to be recording with David where we're going to do a deep dive on all this. But I appreciate what she said. I thought Bethany handles it really well, which Bethany was like, yeah, it was insensitive, but I don't really pay attention anymore. I'm never coming back to Housewives. You shouldn't either.
It's not happening. I mean, Bethany's not coming back, first of all. Like, she's, guys, yeah. Like, just give it up, right? She's over it.
No, she's over it. I mean, I could see her surfacing on a different kind of reality show. Again, like, I loved Bethany as a talk show host, and I could see Bethany, like, and I like Bethany on Shark Tank. I want more Bethany on Shark Tank. Like, Bethany is great at business. Or if Bethany had an MSNBC business talk show that was just about businesses, reviving businesses, I think she would succeed wholeheartedly. I think Bethany isn't empathetic enough. She doesn't have that Oprah card. You know, Oprah, it didn't matter who she was talking to. Like, Oprah could connect to anyone because there was just a sensitivity about Oprah, you know?
And that's how she got the big interviews. I mean,
right. Cause I think people knew they were always going to be respected. They were going to be understood because Oprah had been through shit. Bethany, I don't feel Bethany's just that. And she admits that, right? She kind of has that harsh way.
Listen, people didn't love her talk show. Not everybody loves her podcast. Lots of people aren't. I mean, Bethany would sit there and say, come on, like, whatever, like, why you upset? Get over it. And that doesn't really work, you know? It doesn't work, Bethany. Like, I mean, she says she knows everything. I mean, I don't think she does, but I do like that she stuck to her guns in this one. And, you know, she's just not going to talk Housewives. She's not going to engage.
What did you think of that appearance though, by EJ on Watch What Happens Live? What did you think of that?
EJ is feisty, isn't she?
I mean, yeah.
What did you think? Like, she doesn't really care anymore about anything. She's done.
No, I mean, she just is like, what the fuck? And I mean, there's somebody else that probably wouldn't be good with a talk show, right? Because EJ doesn't really have time for it, you know?
EJ, I mean, she was like cutting Andy off at points and just being like, well, what? Like, what's your point? Like, basically, right?
I think EJ, look, I have no basis to know this. This is just me putting my crystal ball, my psychic hat on. I think like Bethany is over Housewives and won't engage. I think there's a part of Erica is completely over this scandal with Tom. And personally, I think that Erica is still in love with Tom. I think Erica will love Tom forever. I look, I could be way out of line. And maybe I'll regret this.
You think she still loves Tom, huh?
Oh, totally. I think she still loves. Wow. I mean, she all but said it on episode one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills this season. She said it's really hard. Like, I think, you know, Tom was everything. I think she wants to move on, find a rich guy. She doesn't want to talk about this shit, but she knows it's her bread and butter.
Listen, a couple of things. I will stand by what I said in the beginning and what I say now. I still think. I'm not making, just like when we talk about Nene Leakes' lawsuit, I'm not making a comment, good, bad, should give airings. I'm just saying this is my theory, and I've stuck to it since day one. I really think Tom did all of this, and I don't think Erica knew, but then I think she did know. I still go back to my scenario.
Do? Yeah.
See, I haven't told, I've told everyone, I mean, people might, this might be new because we get new listeners. I completely think that Tom came home that Erica came home one night.
Look at how excited you are.
You leaned in. I think Erica came home one night and she went into that Pacific, wherever that old Hollywood with the palm trees mansion painted yellow on the outside in the chat. And she turned on the lights for that living room. And that long table was there. And sitting in the dark was Tom Girardi with one whole bottle of wine already drank. And he's on the second one and the lights were off. And she's like, what's going on? Now, Tiago, the dog, runs up to her and is like asking, she's like, not now, Tiago. And she's like, what's going on? You're sitting in the dark. And Tom said, I need you to sit down. And she's like, baby, you are scaring me. He's like, sit down. And she runs and scampers and sits down. And I think he then says, because listen, here's my thing. This really is my thing.
I love
when you do something bad, like as a lawyer that used to practice way back in the day, granted, I didn't practice criminal, but it's the thing is the mindset's the same. Like when someone is coming for you and the world is closing in and then it goes away, like you're doing a bunch of bad things, like allegedly a Jen Shah or a Tom, when the world is closing in and it's time, the jail's coming, guys. And then it goes away. You're like, oh, well, of course it's not coming. And then you were shot. You shot your pants for a week. But then when it's over, 2 weeks later, you're kind of over it. You kind of forget how afraid you were. And then you go back to living your life and you get another 9 months. You get another year. Like you get a long period of time before you shit your pants again when something is closing in. So eventually this is just, and it goes away. So I truly think most of the time when they're coming to get you, it's like too late. Like nobody gets out and says, you know what? I got 50 million. I think I'm going to call it. I think I'm going to call it now because like,
I know
they I'm going to get caught. So I think when the world is coming, I think it's too late. And so I think Tom probably knew this, but then it's too late. It's really crashing in. And he's like, today's the day. I got to run. And this is what I think. I think he sat Erica down and told her, and he's like, there'll be no burner phones. There'll be no meeting in the woods in the middle of the night. Like, this is goodbye. And this is my last act to you. I'm going to save you. I'm 81. You're 51. And I'm falling on the sword for you. And I agree with you. I think she loved him and I think saved her. And I think it was like, this is how we're going to do it. You're going to wake up. You will call E! News at 9:01. You will give a statement that we're getting a divorce. And, you know, I mean, of course she didn't know all the crap that was going to come.
But I thought he had dementia.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body, and I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water, and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar, and my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. I'm so stressed out all the time. I mean, you guys have listened to me for years now. Do you think I'm a relaxed person who likes to just chill out and just easily can just step away from it all? No, I check my phone 24/7. And before I discovered the Calm app, I truly couldn't unwind. I tried everything. Long walks, baths, really nothing took my mind off. Just everything, all of this. So the Calm app is literally the one thing that has worked for me. Calm is the number one mental wellness app, and it helps give you and it helped give me the tools that improve the way that I feel. It helped reduce stress and anxiety through guided meditations and improve my focus through these music tracks. And for me, it just takes my mind off checking Instagram, my phone, texts. I used to use it just to go to sleep, but now anytime I'm stressed out during the day, I just go to Calm. And I just put it on and it just takes my mind off everything. It can help you rest and recharge. They have imaginative sleep stories, which are not just for children. They're for adults also. So listen, for listeners of this show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off of a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/velvetrope. Go to calm.com/velvetrope for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. There's so much variety. You'll never get bored. That's calm.com/velvetrope. I think that he staged this whole exit, and I don't think he's thrilled and his life is great, but I just think this was his last act of fall. And so I'm not arguing whether that exonerates her, because one could argue, well, you didn't know and then you did. And you, then if you really knew that he did this, you could have given money back. So I'm not even arguing that. I just think personally, I think that's how it unfolded. I think that he told her and he's like, we're not going to talk. We're not going to. And when someone tells you that and you look at them as the most brilliant lawyer in the world, which is how she referred to him on air, she's like, he's like, you will not slip up. You will not call me. You will not. But I do. So that's just what I think. You love that little story there. You're like,
look, you set the scene. I mean, you set the scene, honey. And I could see that. I could see that.
You could see that. Now, as far as but I agree also, like, I think, look, when the whole world is coming for you and hates you, it's kind of like, honestly, on a much lower scale, I'm not going to refer to myself like this, but like, it's true. Like when I first got hate on social media, like 100 years ago, I was like, oh, and I would respond to someone. Now it's like, you know, talk to you, whatever your situation is, you get used to it. So if you have, so I think she's just like, I get it. You all hate me. And she's still living. I mean, there is something powerful in like, you're over it. Like we might still be talking about it, but I agree with you. I think she's like, you've all tried to ruin me, to cancel me, to do this. And I'm still living. And even if she gets fired eventually, she's still living. And she's like, yes, I walked down the street and the whole world hates me. I get it. So throw shit at me, scream. Like, it's your life, right? So you can handle it. So I do agree with you. I think she's like, I would be the same way. I kind of am the same way with things. Like, we're going back to this again. Like, come on, bring it on, baby, bring it on.
I think, you know, with EJ, she's never going to show you too much of that side. But I think looking at her appearance and, you know, I love Erica so much. So I even through all this, but I think, you know, we saw at the reunion last year, I mean, she looked tired. She looked tired. She looked puffy. She looked, you know, she looked like someone who'd been drinking a lot. And I think even this season, like on the Watch What Happens Live, you know, I mean, it looks like she is not the in shape, skinny mini working out all the time, Erica Jane that we were going to see on Chicago, you know, on Broadway. And I think privately, she probably, there's a lot going on, you know, but I will always love her. I think she just brought so much to Housewives. I think she still does. People loved on this latest episode of Beverly Hills that Sutton went after her and was like, you know, EJ said, where's my apology? And she's like, you're not getting one. And Erica goes, why not? And she goes, because I don't like you. And then Erica's like, fuck off, bitch. And she's like, fuck off, bitch, right back to you. I mean, people love that Sutton's giving it to her.
That's what I mean. That like, that's where she doesn't care. Like last season, she was angry. Now she's just like, you're not go fuck yourself. I don't care. Like, it's like, you really just don't care. It's like, okay, another day, another attack, I'm the worst person in the world. And I defrauded victims and blah, blah. What do you got today? Like, and I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying I don't think she cares anymore. I really do think it's a lighter Erica, but I do think, yes, like, it's stress takes a toll on you and honey.
Yeah.
Speaking of like the thin in shape, whatever, Erica, we know we have that in our lives, honey. Did you look next to her? Erica's been long replaced. That throne is belong. Christine Quinn has better style than Dorit. I mean, she is. I've been obsessed with Christine Quinn since the minute she walked on season one of Selling Sunset. And now we're in season five. So again, plug for that show. But I agree. But it was a strange appearance. And, you know, Andy, I don't care what anyone says. Like when I fight with Kim that he loves Teresa, he loves Erica. No, everyone says, oh, it's the cash cow. No. It has nothing to do with the cash cow. Trust me. Andy is like his own set of snobbery. He loves Erica. Erica checks the boxes for him.
Exactly. I mean, Erica's great television. She's fabulous. She's, you know, she had this very expensive, beautiful Hollywood, old school Hollywood glamour. I mean, she, you know, performing everything. I mean, she does check all the boxes. And this season of Beverly Hills, I mean, you know, episode two, I mean, it is so good. It is. And I got to tell you, I mean, Sutton's amazing. I mean, Sutton brings it. Oh my God, brings it against Rena, you know? And honestly, I don't know if anybody else, I was so confused by that scene back and forth of like, if the table was canceled and then it wasn't canceled and it was canceled last minute. And then Sutton asked, I don't actually know who was right or wrong, but I loved the drama.
I just hope we don't have a puppy gate where like, where this is like a storyline all season.
The whole season.
I mean, you know, but Oh, yes. Now, speaking of Beverly Hills and loving it, there's this rumor now that, I mean, she said this before, but it's really out there now that Kyle, you were telling me, I mean, I saw this, Kyle is not so sure about next season, so she says.
Yeah, I mean, this has resurfaced again, and Kyle sort of seems to say every season she's not sure that she's going to return. But I think more than ever, I think this could be really it for Kyle. Maybe we get one more season, but I do think Mauricio's business is huge. She's already established as, you know, very well known in Beverly Hills. She is getting movie roles. You know, I think that's going to probably continue. And I think of everybody this season, to me, a little bit, Kyle seems over it on camera. She seems a little less engaged, a little less, you know, doesn't really care. I don't know. What's your take? But I think this could be a wrap for her.
Listen, if our friend Jizzy over there in the DMV, that Potomac, if Giselle, if she or Candy Gal or one of them said, I'm not coming back, it would be like bullshit. Giselle is holding on to this train. This has nothing to do with money. I mean, it does, but like Giselle would never quit. Candace would never quit. Do you know what I mean? Like Ramona Singer would never quit. Ramona Singer's fired, guys. I agree. These are not empty statements. Like she really could leave this show. I agree with you. Like, I believe it, right?
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, it's yes, Mauricio with it. I mean, Mauricio owns the agency. So when you see like David and James on Million Dollar Listing, who are no longer on the show because they left or they resigned, you know, Mauricio makes a shitload of money. Kyle never needs to be back in front of a camera again to be famous. She's famous. Kyle Richards will never not be famous. Like she has the money. I mean, it's a lot of years. And I mean, after Kim and Kathy now, people say, if you ask people, I don't know. I think Rinna did an interview where Rinna said, listen, you talk about Lisa Vanderpump. You talk about me, Lisa Rinna. She's like, none of it means anything. Kyle, this is Rinna, I think, said this. One of them said this. I think it was Rinna. She's like, Kyle Richards is the leader. She is the person that holds this show together. She is the one we look to. This is what Rinna said. But listen, the show will go on without her. It went on without Lisa Vanderpump in New York without that. It always goes on. We don't have Stassi on Vanderpump Rules. Okay, probably not a good example since the whole show crashed and burned and now we need to rebuild. But I believe it. This is not Giselle. It's not Candy Gal. Oh, I'm going to quit and bullshit. You're not going anywhere. I really do think Kyle, like if you told me Lisa Rinna was quitting right now, I'd be like, bullshit, honey. That bitch is holding on.
I mean, to the
wheels fall off. Kyle, I really believe it. I truly in my heart of heart believe that she will leave this show. And I believe you. I do believe you. Let's see how this season goes. Right. This season or one more, I really think the end is nearing. And you know what? The great thing with when you're Kyle Richards and you leave on your own, you take a year off, you miss it. I bet you they're going to invite you right back.
Yeah. And I do think with the cast being as strong as it is, yes, I think Kyle would be missed. And I know they say that she is the glue, but I also think this cast is so strong that we could exit, Kyle and we'd be fine, you know? And I think, look, I mean, I gotta say, I'm already two episodes in, I'm compelled enough. I don't miss Kathy. I love me some Kathy and I loved Kathy last season, but I'd be fine so far without Kathy too.
We'd be fine without Kathy. She was still negotiating her contract. Listen, Kathy is in the thick of it. Her and Rinna. Now, you know, the whole thing is Erica claims that she heard Kathy use the F word, the gay slur against Sutton's assistant who was gay. Sutton has said, because it's team Kathy, Sutton, Garcelle, and Crystal. Those are the four. Oh. And rumor is, you know, Diana Jenkins is right with Erica. It's her, you know, so I believe that, you know, I mean, so Sutton said that this never happened. So listen, Rinna is now involved and Rinna is speaking out and saying, this is disgusting. So Rinna's implying that she heard it or she believes it. And she's also involving Paris Hilton. I don't know if you know this. Have you seen that?
Okay.
She's saying something like the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And she's implying that Paris had an incident like in 2012, believe it or not, where Paris was caught saying something or using this. This is what
Rinna. Yes, I think I've heard that. Okay. Okay.
So Rinna is saying this is disgusting and will not be tolerated. So here's my thing. Like, okay, whether this is, I don't know. It's like, let's just say that this isn't, whether this is true or not. Let's just put that aside for a minute. Lisa Rinna, man, you will do anything. That was her friend. This Kathy was her friend before the show. So yeah. Wait, you turned your back on your friend, Denise Richards, who you grew up with in this industry. She turns her back. Rinna will do anything to make good television.
I did read an article too this week about Lisa Rinna commenting on why she is the most hated person this season. And she says she owns it. She said she, and the reason that she gives is so genius because she always comes back to, well, I'm the truth teller. And nobody likes a truth teller. You know, when you tell the truth, people today do not want to hear it and they are so put off by it, but it's just who I am. I'm about getting to the bottom of things and being so, I am honest. And I just think about that. I think what a great talking point, because how do you argue with that? How do you say what, you know, she never says, well, you're right. I should have done this differently. I should have done that differently. She holds the line of, well, I tell the truth. And, you know, if you can't handle that because people are very sensitive now, that's why you don't like me. And I'm like, oh, genius.
It's genius. And it's, I read that too. And I don't know where it was, but it was major. It was like in Variety or like, it was a major,
a big interview.
It wasn't like a rag. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's a brilliant tactic. It's a brilliant thing to say. I mean, so she's saying this is really the truth with Kathy. I mean, the thing is, do we believe her? Do we believe that? Regardless, it's brilliant. It's brilliant for her to say that. But I mean, she turns her back. She just doesn't care. So, I mean, this scene coming up where she tells Kyle, you know, your sister talks about you. I mean, now we know she certainly isn't Team Kathy. I mean, here's my thing though. And this is, look, I'm not knocking Kyle. It's just, at what point is it like, I mean, you let this thing happen between your sister, Kim and Rinna, and just, I mean, this is your family. At some point, I know you don't want to get involved, but like, speak up. I mean, I don't know. Speak up, man.
Well, I mean, that's kind of been Kyle's thing, right? With somebody else is the one that kind of called Kim out initially. And then of course it was revealed Kim was an alcoholic. Like, I mean, that is their kind of dynamic. And, you know, do I believe Rinna? I do believe Rinna because I think sort of Rinna, like we've talked about, to me gets the game more than anything else because, you know, you've been on the set of these shows. I've been on the set. I've been on Real Housewives of Potomac. One scene was cut. The other scene made it. And I was, you know, on the scene or whatever. I mean, these producers are working the angles all the time behind this. You know, you film something and they're coming right up to, you know, Monique Samuels and Chris Samuels and saying, well, you know, yeah, okay, Ashley's here. We need you to do that. You know, I mean, they are orchestrating what this is. And I mean, Rinna gets the assignment, you know, Miss Osefo, Professor Osefo got season one, thought that people cared about her being a CNN, you know, contributor. No one gave a rip, comes back, you know, looking snatched, understands the assignment. You know, I mean, that is what this show is now. Is it reality-ish, you know, but it's scripted and Rinna knows. I mean, you know, what better angle now than to switch and have Kathy as the villain? And, you know, Kathy was loved last season. And Sutton, I mean, I just think it's so great to have Sutton. I mean, Sutton is calling Rinna and EJ on their shit like no one has ever done before. And I like them.
She's another one. She doesn't care, Sutton. Like, she really doesn't care. And, you know, there's something about Sutton. If you really think about it, I mean, she's been, listen, because I mean, I've interviewed her three times. I mean, there's something about Sutton to me from having interviewed her. I think Sutton is very, whether you love or hate her, I do think she's authentic. I do. I just think that it's not an act. It's not, but here's the thing from a producer's point of view. Can you imagine them saying to Rinna, go do this, go do that. And she's an actress. Go do, I mean, this, she will never be fired. She's the dream. She is the dream. Some people you say, go do this. They're like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to do that. I'm not sure. Like, how is that? And I don't want that. And cut the scene. Rinna, you're like, go do it. She is literally a wind up monkey toy. And I don't mean that as an insult. She just gets the assignment, as they say.
She really does. And oh my God, the producers, to be a producer on that show, I mean, it must be so much fun. And how many seasons now has Rinna been on, do you think?
I think, I'll have to look it up. I think since Eight? Season like six, I think she came on.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. I mean, everyone's rolling their eyes now, but sorry, I can't pull facts.
Well, people hate Rinna. I mean, I'm sure they don't like this conversation because neither you and I never seem to jump on the hate Rinna bandwagon.
I
mean, listen,
I get why people hate her. I get it. And there are times that I don't like what she's doing at all. And I really get why people hate her. I do. Although, I mean, do you see the other thing in this article where she's claiming this isn't really me? Did you see that? Where she's like, it is a show and yes, I'm much calmer in real life yes, and all this. And I'm not. Yes. So, I mean, listen, I get why people hate her. And I think on the show, I hate her, but it's like, what do you want, guys? You're all crying into your tissues that Atlanta is boring this season. So what do you want? You hate this one. And then when it's real, here's the thing. These shows are just because I've caught up on Atlanta. I have. And I had Candy on and I've got a bunch of other Atlanta girls coming on. So I don't want to say anything bad. It's just like, I think the bigger thing is the formula just is it's played out. It's like, we get lucky when Luann is divorcing Tom. We get lucky when Teresa, who's been in jail, finds some other guy that's now like this, and Margaret and her, I mean, we're getting lucky. We're getting lucky with Erica Jane. Yeah. Did we expect this with it? Let's not forget, before all this happened, Beverly Hills people were like, boring, puppy gate and this and that. It's like, we just, on different franchises, we get lucky when Monique and Candace basically go to the mat, you know?
Oh my God,
it's
yes.
Like, so it's like, I think the average is, you know, we get lucky when a man says he has cancer and he really doesn't on the OC. I just think like—
Huge moment. Oh my God, huge.
Just let's not forget, we had bad seasons of Jersey. We had many bad seasons where we're like, what the fuck is happening? So I just think Atlanta's going through it. Like, these are normal people that are living their lives and they're like trying, but you can't.
Some years there's just, no matter what you do, there's just nothing there. There's just nothing there. And I think you're right. I think that's a great point to make about Atlanta. I mean, for so many years, they brought it. I mean, just Nene and Greg separating. I mean, Kim Zolciak, you can argue whether you liked her or not, but you know, Big Poppy, you know, or Big Papa, you know, that we never really saw, who was her sugar daddy. I mean, meeting Croy. I mean, you know, then you have Kenya Miss Moore. Come on. I mean, then you have Phaedra Parks. I mean, I always tell the story, you know, I met a completely different Phaedra Parks, who was Bobby Brown's attorney when I worked in radio on Hot 99.5. You know, we had hired Bobby Brown. We'd bailed Bobby Brown out of jail for, you know, Whitney Houston was still alive. I don't know if he beat up Whitney Houston or if he had violated a court date, I think. So he was arrested. We posted his $22,000 bond. Phaedra was his attorney and he was supposed to come and co-host the radio morning show, The Kane Show, for one solid week. We bailed him out. We paid the money. He did not want to show up. He didn't want to come to DC. He missed the flight. I mean, Phaedra was like, I mean, she was such a calm attorney. Like, my client is in violation. We're going to get you this. I mean, she was great. She was great. And then, you know, I see a totally different Phaedra on TV.
Okay. Slow down. Back. Take
never
the bus.
Told this story?
Back the bus up. Back okay. it up. So okay. Wait, your radio station said what we actually want an interview because Bobby beat down Whitney. And so we're going to pay the money to get him out of jail just so we can interview him. I'd like to just start with that statement. Is that what happened?
Sort of. I don't remember. Really? I don't think it was a domestic violence charge because I don't think we would have done the bail on that. I think it was 2009. You know, it was still like at the height of all the Bobby Brown, Whitney tabloid stuff still. Perez Hilton was huge at this time. So Bobby, I think, had violated a court order where he was supposed to turn himself in and go to jail. Anyway, he's arrested. He has no money at this point. He's broke. No one will put up the $22,000 bond. So the Kane Show on Hot 99.5, we had said if he will come and co-host every single morning with us, you know, from like 7 to 10 a.m., we'll pay the $22,000. And
forever?
He can come on.
Like co-host for 10 years?
No, only a week. Only a week. Five days. He had to do 5 days, Monday through Friday. So he and Phaedra had agreed to this. We gave him the $22,000. We posted his bond. He was released in Atlanta. He was supposed to fly from there directly to Washington, D.C. and be on the Kane Show for five mornings. We were putting him up in the hotel, the whole works. We do that. He decides he's not getting on the flight. He's not coming. Like, screw all of you. I don't even know to this day who paid back the $22,000, but the promotion or whatever that we were doing with him never happened because he and Phaedra was on air with us basically saying, my client, you're right. He took the money and he scammed you guys and he is not coming and we're going to have to pay back the $22,000. This would have been 2009, long before Housewives.
And Phaedra was calm and professional and cool.
I mean, the opposite of everything that you see on television. She was great. She was so professional and you know, representing him. I don't think she said that he was like unprofessional, but she basically implied that he was a hot mess. And I think he was still like in the throes of his addiction and all that. Yeah, it was
that's interesting. And mind you, like there are moments where I watch Atlanta, you know, the thing about Atlanta is unlike, this is the difference between the OC and Atlanta. OC, to me, I love Heather Dubrow. Everyone knows that. But the pieces weren't there. I'm like, we could get rid of this entire cast. Atlanta, it's almost like worse in a sense because, I mean, I'm watching, these people are superstars. Like there are moments where Kenya's doing a confessional. I'm like, she's so good. Marlo, so good. Sheree is back. Candy, like we have superstars, at least four. We have four superstars. I don't know. Maybe like, it's something is a little off. I'm not going to watch. I enjoy it. I love these women. It's just, I don't know. Or do we put too much pressure on Atlanta because it's Atlanta? And if this were Potomac, we'd be saying what a great season, but the bones are there. The bones are there, you know?
And I mean, I got to feel like, and of course, you know, Candy, you have interviewed Candy. I mean, I have to feel like at this point with Candy, she has so much going on outside her businesses, music, her children. I mean, I have to wonder like, for Candy, is this just a promotional outlet now? Like, does she really care? You know,
well,
I don't
the
know.
Rumor is Miss Burris also gets 2.8. So I think
maybe
when
she cares,
you,
maybe she cares a lot. Okay.
No, I don't. I think if it ended, she said on my show, if this ends, make no qualms about it. I'll just, instead of, you know, the 12 hours a day, I'll go write a song for 12 hours. So she says, you know, but I think, you know, in the twos, you are like, I mean, it's not that bad of money to go and spend however long to film it. And I think that's part of it. I don't think Candy's going anywhere because of the money, but I think if she was asked to leave, she would be truly just fine. Honestly, if her time came.
I'm just bringing up about Phaedra Parks being Bobby Brown's attorney. And just that in his book, Every Little Step, he essentially Bobby shared how Phaedra seemed to be more concerned with the attention she was receiving as his lawyer instead of defending him. Quote, my lawyer at the time was a Black woman named Phaedra Parks, who went on to become a reality television star on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Her later television stardom didn't surprise me because she always seemed like she was craving attention and publicity. Every time I stepped into the courtroom when she was my lawyer, there would always be a host of television cameras. It was as if she had her own traveling media contingent. I even complained to her about it, telling her I didn't like having the press there every time I approached the courthouse, but didn't seem to deter her. And she was on a radio show. Mm-hmm. He continues with Phaedra as his attorney. I usually wound up going to jail, which he did. I won't cast too much, I won't say too much about her on her lawyering skills, but I will say that when she was my lawyer, I usually wound up going to jail. I haven't had much luck with my legal representation over the years. Quote from Bobby Brown.
Okay, well, Phaedra, man.
Got what you wanted. There you go.
So that's all interesting. So there you go. Let me see. What else do we have that we can talk about? There were some other
things. Shannon Bedore's dog is not doing well. You know, Archie has his immune system is shot, apparently, and metabolism. So they're doing holistic treatments. They're doing treatments with the vet, but it doesn't sound great.
Shannon, well, you know, I'm sorry, Archie. Speaking of Shannon, the rumor is, I'm a horrible person. Sorry. I'm just like, whatever, dog. Okay. The rumor is, and this really is not confirmed, have you seen that? Because Andy made some statement of like RHUGT3, never necessarily said it's green lit. Just, you know, it's possible. Let's see how the second one, this is the rumor cast. Now this is so, there's no basis to this. So okay, this could be just people's wishing this into existence.
Okay.
But the rumor is it's going to be EJ, Lisa Rinna, and apparently it's going to be in Thailand.
Wait, this is a girls' trip 3?
Well,
potentially.
One did well, and 2 is about to come. So after 2 comes 3. Now we're going to mix.
This could be a star-studded cast. Keep going.
Okay, so you have Lisa Rinna. Now, who does Lisa Rinna have problems with? Kim Richards.
They're going to cast Kim Richards in Thailand with Lisa?
That's pretty good. Kim would do that for her $200,000, maybe $250,000.
I mean, because do you think for these girls' trips, how long do you think they're filming? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
Like two. The max? Two. Yes. A week, maybe two, and it's all production. Yep. Kim Richards, Lisa Rinna. Now, do we even need to keep going? Don't you want to see what happens between these two? And I mean, they're going to be face to face. They're either going to work it out and maybe become friends or not. That's drop the mic. But apparently EJ is going to be there. That's then apparently, you know, nobody from New York, guys. We don't really have a New York cast, although Kim's not on the TV anymore. Giselle and the Grand Dame.
Oh my God. Oh my God. The Grand Dame, Giselle, Rinna, EJ. Okay, Kim, who else?
Because we haven't had any Potomac gals yet. We're skipping New York. We're skipping Jersey. We're skipping, I guess, Dallas, we should say. We're so skipping Atlanta. And just like we're bringing Potomac into it, apparently they're bringing in Lisa Barlow and Heather Gay from Salt Lake.
Wow. Yep. Oh my God. That would be an epic cast. What a combo. I love this. I mean, look, you've said it. You love a good crossover. And these girls' trips, I think, are even better.
And one more who I feel is she's going to get eaten alive, Shannon Bedore. That's what made me just think of this. Shannon Bedore, they're throwing in there.
Wow.
And now, mind you, I also love that they're all technically current housewives as of now, except for Kim. So that also, we should note that, you know, we had the housewives, even though Cynthia was it. Parted ways. She was technically a housewife at that point. So the first one was housewives, second one was ex-housewives. This one mixes it up. I mean, whatever happens to Shannon with the OC, I mean, Kim is not a housewife. So we're mixing up now housewives. I think that's the bigger thing here. We'll just have housewives, ex-housewives. Maybe we'll throw friends of in there. Maybe we'll throw friends off.
Well, I mean, really all bets are off, right? With these girls trips.
All bets are off.
You know, because you're not, it's Real Housewives girls trips, but I mean, you're not, that's it. It's a girls trip. It can be any gal, really. That's
rumor is it was like 250 for like, or 200 for like a week and a half for that current housewives. So, you know, throw in Thailand. This doesn't shock me that this is where we are, right?
Wow.
I know. Listen, I think the fact is there'll be a RHUGT3. I do. I don't see why the second one won't do well. And Rinna and Kim Richards is why I'm buying the ticket.
Oh my God. I'm in. I love
and
that.
And you know, I mean, I could see Giselle trying to kiss up to Rinna. The Grand Dame isn't going to give a fuck about it. She'll be like, I don't care if you're Lisa Rinna. I mean, Giselle could have a problem with EJ. Like God only knows what could go down in this house.
God, that could be so good. Okay. I'm in love. This sounds great. Yeah. What a combo.
Meanwhile, Teddy, well, you have some issues with my good friend Teddy.
you know, people come for us when we talk about Miss Teddy Mellencamp.
Why? Nobody likes her. I mean, really. They feel like I sound bitter or something because nobody likes her.
People say that Teddy Mellencamp has higher ratings than Behind the Velvet Rope.
They do say that. They do.
I love your reactions. I love when people try to troll you about this. And you're like, bitches, see if that show is around in 2 years, honey. You're like,
I mean, like, what else do I mean? Is that the only way they troll? I mean, I thought, is that it?
Yeah, that's it. They always try to remind you. Well, David, I believe Miss Mellencamp has higher ratings than Behind the Velvet Rope.
Well, I haven't talked about Miss Mellencamp in like weeks. So get with the program. I'm over here in Sag Harbor enjoying my life.
You're right about people not liking her. You know, she had a neck lift and Teddy's only 40. She had a neck lift because she's always been very self-conscious of her double chin. She lost 80 pounds after having her third baby. So people are like, really? You're doing this? How unrelatable? Your diet program is unrelatable. Because you know, her whole diet plan is like 500 calories. And I'm a big body positivity person. So over the years, people have tagged me and they want me to do this deep dive. And I'm with you. I'm like, the amount of time and work it takes to like truly investigate this, I just don't have time and I don't care. Like anyone that's selling you a diet is probably selling you a scam. You know, the reality is if you have to find a health program that you can do for the rest of your life, not something that's 60 days, because the minute you quit, you are going to gain all the weight back and more. Okay. So if Teddy is selling
that's
you-
That's why I become a big fat pig, because diets don't work. They just don't. Like you got to really just-
Doesn't work. Here, this will get everybody.
You gotta eat healthy.
Keto doesn't work. Paleo doesn't work. Eat right for your blood type. Everybody that thinks they're gluten intolerant, you know, 1% of the world is only truly gluten intolerant. The rest of us, it's in our head, you know, or you might have a mild allergy, but you are not gaining and losing 50 pounds based on gluten long term. Okay. You will in the short term. So, you know, she has had this neck lift and people are just like destroying her. And she's like, okay, what do you guys want me to do now? Do you want me to just not tell you about any of my beauty secrets or what I do to lose weight? Do you just want me? Cause I'll just start lying or I just won't even tell it.
I mean, look, even though I find her pathetic and people do hate her, it has nothing to do with me. I get her point. She's like, you guys are not happy. You would tell me that I'm, you know, everyone comes on. Oh, I've never had anything done. I'm Melissa Gorga. I'm Dorit. I've never had work done. Okay, Melissa. Okay, Dorit. So, I mean, even though I find Teddy to be just a sad person in the world, like I kind of agree with her. Just like I hate Jennifer Aiden because we used to be best friends, but I think she had a great season. It was really entertaining on the damn TV. I mean, Teddy has a point. Like for all the people that like try to say they didn't have work done, I mean, I'll tell you right here. I've told you before, I have Botox and filler. My doctor is, you know, the couture surgeon, Dr. Julie in Englewood, New Jersey, and everyone should go see her. And she's either going to come out to the Hamptons to take care of me, or I'm going to have to schlep my fucking ass to Englewood. She says she's going to come out here. I asked her what date she would like to come out and she hasn't given them to me. So come on, Julie.
I made the mistake of going.
There's your shout out.
It's a good shout out, by the way. This is a big audience. That's a big shout out.
Audience, babe.
I made the mistake of going to a Beverly Hills plastic surgery place last week. And I told them I wanted to look natural, which is the worst. Why do I say that when I go in? I want to look somewhere between Nicole Kidman and that Catwoman. And I ran my mouth off and I said, oh, I don't want to look too much. And then they don't fill you. And it's like, no, I'm sorry.
What were
I
you thinking?
Be filled. I know.
No.
I'm going back.
I mean, what did they do? They gave you the Botox, the filler?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I have a child and poor David has to hear all about it. And you know, I want another kid. So I can't do a lot. Like I can't do the retinols. I can't do all that stuff because I want to try to get pregnant in the next like 4 months. So I really can only do Botox because in 3 months it completely dissipates. I don't know, your body absorbs it or whatever.
Well, listen, when I go to see Dr. Julie in Englewood, New Jersey, I say the exact opposite that you say. I say, I literally don't want to look like a no, I want it to like where you're screaming and you can't raise your eyebrows. I like to be completely frozen. So I say the exact opposite. I say, I understand you're a professional, but I don't care that you have a professional ethic and want me to look normal. Just no, I don't want to look like the Catwoman, but I want to be completely frozen. I mean, look, I don't want to overdo it, but I don't. I mean, I still look whatever. By the way, you know, speaking of plugs and shout outs and stuff, I just want to tell you because I'm all hyped up here today with, you know, Teddy and everything, like, I don't know about you, but you need to try the Calm app, literally CALM.com. It literally, listen, you can, first of all, it's 40% off. If you, you know, look at the code in my thing, it just calms you down. You can listen to sleep stories. I'm being really serious. I'm not just trying to do an ad here. And like, you just like, and it's music and it's calming. The Calm app has saved my life. I'm just telling you, it's the Calm app. And I have a code in the show notes. So look, check it out. But what was my point? Okay. So like, I kind of agree with Teddy.
So I kind of agree with Teddy too. And I always think do these people believe that the Kardashians haven't had a ton of work done? I mean, you know, it's like, I think most people know, but it's interesting. The Kardashians have decided to go the opposite way where they never tell you any of the work that they've had done, you know, but they've had tons of work and tons of Photoshop and tons of filter and tons of lighting.
And I told you about the Kardashians that you can't do an interview with them now without they have final photo approval on what you use. Yeah. So I don't mean David Yontef. I mean, like if you're going to like GMA or like a major publication like Vanity Fair, they will only do the interview if you have to say, here, this is the article. This is the picture we're using of the family or of Kim or of whoever it is. And they have to say, that is not the picture you're using. I will provide you the three pictures you're allowed to use. That is literally in the history. I've never heard of that ever. In my life, really, I've never heard of that. So that's pretty out there.
I know we only have a few minutes left. Was there any other Housewives thing you want to get to? Because I was going to add, I mean, it is huge and it's been trending, but maybe you don't care because I'm sort of on the fence about this. Do you care about Kourtney Kardashian getting married this weekend in Italy with Travis Barker?
I care. I mean, does anyone else care? I care.
I don't.
They're in love. They're like really in love.
You think?
You don't think so?
I can't get into him. I'm sorry. He is probably the sweetest human being that you've ever laid your eyes on. He probably wouldn't hurt a butterfly, but he looks so creepy to me. I mean, doesn't he? I mean, like, I don't know. He just weirds me out.
Really?
Does he not to anyone else? Does he? No. Do you think he's hot? I don't find him hot,
but I don't mind, like, I find MGK hot and he has tattoos all over him. So, I mean, I don't mind that.
Maybe
I personally don't find Travis.
I don't
find him hot, but I mean, take that same amount of tattoos and put it on that blonde MGK. Honey, I will take that right now.
I don't understand the theme of the wedding. I don't, it's sort of this very religious, dark. Everybody kind of wore black, then they wore white. I don't get it. You know, do you? Is there, did I miss? But I've stopped really, I like the Kardashians. I've just stopped following. So I don't know if there was like meaning. I'm assuming there was great meaning behind the dresses and everything.
I don't know. I just, listen, you know what I like? I do think Travis is deep and quirky. And so listen, here's the thing. After dating like a pansy boy, and I love the Lord.
I'm obsessed with the Lord.
You could see, I am literally obsessed with the Lord. I love the Lord, but you can see Lord, you know, Travis, I feel is a man in the sense that like, don't come near court. Like he will throw down. Like, you know what I mean? She probably feels safe with him. I think Travis Barker, like say what you want. He doesn't care how famous, like he don't play. He doesn't easily bend. Like you know what I mean? Like blink 180, it's a good, but he's huge in a sense, not my cup of tea at all for music or looks or anything. But I just think Travis is, he has that big dick energy. He has the big dick energy.
I can see that. Okay.
And Scott has the douche energy. It's not the same as big dick energy. Do you know what I'm saying? Scott I really am like afraid in the sense of like Travis, that like you don't fuck with Travis, like in the sense of like the media is not going to manipulate him. He'll just say, we're not. No. The answer is no. You know what I'm saying? I think he has respect. Like, do you see what I'm saying?
And well, he's definitely a man, you know, he's older, he's in his 40s. I mean, you know, Scott has manicured energy, don't you think? I mean, the Lord's nails are done. The Lord is, you know, the Lord is like the new Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, he's with 19-year-olds. But I just, you know, I think you're right. They're madly in love. But I, I guess you're kind of making me more excited about it. I'm not that into it. I haven't paid any attention to the outfits. I'm like, okay, what is this theme? Is this like, I mean, they all are in Italy and they look like, you know, when you go to a religious shop and they sell you like, you know, Mary, Mother of God on a candle, like her face. I mean, it's just, they all look like walking candles with the Mother of Mary on it. I'm just so confused.
You know what though it is? It's like, I like that Courtney look, she's going to do the show. She needs the money. I mean, she's okay. Let me rephrase that. She doesn't need the money. She'll take the gazillion dollars. But I love that Courtney is like, I mean, she is authentically herself. She's like, I'm not doing Kim. Like Courtney really is the one who, I mean, they're a great match because she doesn't give a fuck either. I mean, I'm sure they sit at home at night and be like, ugh, the media, the show, the paparazzi, like they're over it. And I'm not saying that that's pleasant to be around, but it's like, I think they are a good match because I think, and he's like vegan and holistic and all the shit that she is. And do you know what I mean? And and Scott Disick, by the way, was out with Rod Stewart and Rod Stewart's daughter this night. I don't know if you know that, you're laughing. I don't know if you saw that, right?
Sure. No, I didn't see. I know the Lord now has taken his own vacation, I think. But it's interesting. And I do think this has forced Courtney and the entire family, right? I mean, the Lord, there seems like there's some real separation there. But I think what I love about the Lord is of everybody, the Lord and Chloe seem the most, I think, real, you know, just they're real, I think, to some degree.
The Lord is my favorite part of the whole show, and Chloe Money is a very close second. I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm so curious. Of course, we'll never know the truth, but I do wonder how that show is doing on Hulu because although Hulu came out and made this big stink of how great, I do wonder because we seem to be seeing a lot of television down everywhere. And I think part of that too is because the pandemic is over. I mean, you can argue it isn't, but I do think people want in-person stuff now. So I think they're not watching television as much as they were for the past 2 years.
Social media is down like just in the past week or two, the engagement. Listen, I think it's like, wait a second. Because last year it wasn't 2020, but it wasn't like fully opened. Now it's like the world is fully opened and it's like the first summer we've had since 2019. I'm sorry, Instagram engagement. Like, I don't know if you've seen it. I've seen Instagram just in the past 2 weeks alone. It's down. It's down.
Oh, way down. Way down. Yeah. No. I agree with you. And I think, but you'll never know the truth, but I do wonder how long that new show on Hulu can go.
I agree. I mean, look, I don't know what the deal was. Is it going to put, I mean, is the Kardashians going to put Hulu out of business if it's not doing well? I mean, let's just call it what it is. Nobody wanted to leave the E! Network. Nobody it's like, whatever they said, we make more money on. So no, that's not, E! Could no longer afford you. And the contract was up and Hulu gave you money. Period. They would have gone to ABC, Fox, Netflix, do your home videos. It's just that simple. They didn't really want to leave E. This is, the contract was up and E said, we can't afford you. We lost Ryan Seacrest and Jill. I mean, E can't afford this at the moment, right? They can't.
Oh yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's true. And I think they've,
And they all banded together. You know, they all did the Friends thing. Sure. They all got, so whatever, it was a lot of money. This was a lot of money.
I think it's great. I do wonder how well, I mean, I even saw ratings for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which was 1.1 million, which is really good considering these other shows. We talked about Housewives, OC being down to 700,000. But, you know, you do wonder, so much is going on in Beverly Hills. You know, you wonder like, because how much of the Kardashians filmed a year ago. I mean, now really what we want to see in real time almost is Courtney and Travis getting married. I mean, everything that's airing on Hulu on their show is a year ago.
Oh, please. You and I mean, I don't know about you. I do an interview on a fucking Monday. I put it out a week later. People are like, do you realize that? Like, this is called like the real media. So everyone else does it, bitch. It's a week later. And no, it's not always a week later. So God forbid. And I mean, I just ignore all that shit at this point. Can't get everything out. But yes, at some point, I wonder if the whole format is going to change and we're all going to be gone. You, me, TV. And it's just going to be like, I don't know. Are blogs going to be, I mean, listen, I have to tell you this, you and I talked about this, where like we've shopped shows and stuff. The format of Daily Pop and talking about the day's gossip, it's nobody's buying that right now. Not right now. They're not, right? I mean, you and I try to shop stuff around.
No, it's true.
They don't want a diverse panel sitting there and saying like, here's the daily news. Courtney got married today. Nobody, it's not the Daily Pop. That's the format. Nobody's buying that. Yes, E exists, but right? That's not what
they're
people
saying,
want
go
now.
To TikTok and do it.
Mm-hmm. Go to TikTok and do it. Right, I have to hire you or somebody. Send me somebody to run my TikTok. I got to get on TikTok.
I love TikTok. You should do it. Best place to build a following right there. Jump in.
You're killing me.
But it's impossible to do the other things. And I'm
Does that following go? I mean, if that following, do you make money off TikTok? I mean, if not, then I mean, does that following, do they now listen to your podcast? Because if this is just like me, you do?
I do. I think it helps. You know, my niche, as you know, is totally.
I gotta hire somebody.
I think it would benefit you a lot.
Well, then I need someone to come live here in the Hamptons with me. I know. And film me like Ryan Serhant has the person with a handheld camera. That's really what I need in my life. I need someone to follow me around. Oh my God, honestly. So good. Does anyone, if there's an intern, get in touch. Okay.
All right.
Follow me behind the Velvet Rope on Instagram. Well, actually behind Velvet Rope on Instagram, behind the Velvet Rope, anywhere you listen to podcasts, where can we follow you?
Okay. Follow me at the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, Instagram. The Sarah Fraser Show puts out brand new episodes Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week.
Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week. Love you much. This was good. Talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.